Design Impacts Lives. That's the focus of an event coming up this Saturday in Honolulu at what was formerly known as the Gentry Design Center. Nancy Schnur is with the American Society of Interior Designers. She sat down with us to talk about why design matters and walks us through the process of changing a hindrance into a help.
We impact people's lives all across the board, whether we do residential, remodeling, new build, business offices, healthcare, everything in space inside our lives.
And our lives matter. And if it's good design,
that makes a big difference. And it kind of crosses the board, too, between comfort, health, safety. You know, all those factors can be affected if the design isn't good.
Now, you folks are going to be covering a couple of things. One is universal design and also aging in place. Mm-hmm. So talk about those issues.
Well, aging in place is obviously a very in the forefront right now on everybody's mind. And it's very important because there will never be enough housing, public or private, for people. So with the aging in place, it's more about making things suitable for seniors with disabilities, vision problems, that sort of thing. Universal design is really about getting building codes and developers, contractors to start just realizing that we need to make things user-friendly for a lot more. Right now, I think it averages like 70% for any given space. Only 70% of the users are comfortable in it.
Mm.
So aging in place, that's more important about where grab bars are placed, and they need the wider doorways for walkers, wheelchairs. But people forget that anybody is really more comfortable. You know, have you ever been carrying a laundry basket through our little 27, 30-inch wide doors and you whack your elbow?
Yes.
Yeah. And think, wow, I wish this doorway was wider.
So just the little things mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. Now, in my household, we had a plumbing emergency, and we ended up having to pull out our Kaimuki tub and come up with another design, you know, because the leak was in the wall and it just was a mess.
Mm-hmm.
But it was those kinds of things. We're like, well, you know what? We need a grab bar here. Mm-hmm. And how about a bench?
That's right.
You know?
That's
but,
right.
But those simple things mm-hmm. really does, it makes your life easier.
Well, you know, that's true. When you think about grab bars, and I really hate that there isn't a better name for them, but I do bathrooms now, anybody's, whether they ask for it or not. I put blocking in so that if they need one. But we have done bathrooms where we've presented a grab bar to the client that's very attractive. And they start thinking about when they're washing their feet or shaving, whatever they're doing. They're like, no, go ahead and put it in now. That looks nice. And, you know, it's hard for me because everybody has towel bars. Nobody thinks twice about that. But the minute you say grab bar, no, we don't need that, right? But when they look the same, one's just mounted differently, it just takes on a whole new feeling in the bathroom. And everybody's like, yeah, go ahead.
It's funny because my husband and I are thinking, gosh, we should have done this sooner. and it's just those simple fixes. And mm-hmm. it makes a difference.
It does. Lighting's another one that really gets me sometimes in places, especially public restrooms. You know, I know when you're in nightclubs, restaurants, you want ambient lighting and that. But when I get in a bathroom, I want to see what I'm doing. And I've gone in some lately in newer buildings, and it's hard to see in there. If you want to freshen up, find your way, you know, especially now that we're getting into some of the unisex type washrooms, it's really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everybody from the age of 40 on, our eyes are starting to deteriorate. And there's so many things that can be happening. And it just, there's areas there shouldn't be any leeway for problems.
Right. So if maybe you were into warm lighting, then maybe you should go to cooler lighting because it's brighter, or LED lights or something like that.
Right. And it's also important to have lighting in your own personal space from at least two directions a lot of times. If you get in a space, did you ever, when you were kids, hold the flashlight under your chin?
Yes.
You know? Well, basically, when we mount a light overhead, it does the reverse coming down. And so everybody puts in the regular vanity lights because then it shines out at you. So if you have down lights, because some bathrooms, that's all you can do, you should have a second source of light coming from the side. And it's easier for visibility for people, just like I said, grooming, anything like that. But in like the public restrooms, I think they could have it adjustable, have more than one option for people. But yeah, lighting, and in hallways, as we get older, if you get up in the middle of the night, moving from a very bright spot to a very dark spot can be unsettling. And if somebody with Alzheimer's, it actually scares them. But somebody just with balance problems, it throws them off. So censored lighting is so simple. You can set it up along pathways. When you walk up stairways, you walk by, the lights come on, you can see where you're walking. It's a low light, both in brightness and in level of near the floor. It becomes, makes tripping, you know, you can see everything, and it goes off when you, after you pass.
Yes, and I was in a parking garage recently. I think it's at Ward Village, and they have lights. You open the door, and it goes on, and I thought, how wonderful is this? Because sometimes those stairwells can be a little spooky, you know, in these commercial buildings.
That's
but
right.
This was just so nice to be able to, like, oh, I can see, I'm here, you know, and then it goes off.
It goes off when you leave. So we're saving energy. And, you know, it has to be a little more refined for other areas, but that's exactly it. It tends to be reserved for where we need it most. And advocates of universal design say no, it should be everywhere.
Well, having just gone through this emergency plumbing issue and emergency renovation, it's funny because, you know, then you have to make a lot of decisions mm-hmm. when you're switching things out. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny because someone I was talking to was saying, oh, yeah, sometimes, you know, they'll bring a sample of something, a tile or whatever. And, you know, the husband has one idea. The wife has the other idea. And then when they come back a couple weeks later, they've kind of changed places, you know.
What marriage counseling, yes. That's usually our minor.
What someone hated, now they love.
Yeah. Well, and that brings up a very good point as to one of the purposes of our event. A lot of people, we still tend to be an enigma for people, and we really shouldn't be. All those decisions were there to guide you through them. And we can narrow down the choices because now there is so much out there to pick from. Between our knowledge of codes, our knowledge of material specifications, and budget scheduling, we work with the client to get that done ahead of time and guide you through when the husband wants one thing and the wife wants the other, and then they switch. And usually you go through a lot, and then they go back to their first choice. But when you're doing it on your own and it's coming to you one item at a time, the end result may not look as cohesive as you thought it did. So our job is to bring it all together in the beginning so we have a bigger vision of all the components. I try to help people pick plumbing where you can set the temperature and leave it, and then you turn it on and off with another knob. That way, every time you get in and out, you just have to turn the water on. You don't have to think about, is it going to be too hot or too cold? Because let me tell you, if you have mobility issues and that water comes out ice cold or hot, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, that's lots to think about. Uh-huh. You know, that if you get a designer who's used to working with all this stuff, mm-hmm. they can make the process a lot easier.
Right, and most of us are. And another part of our event is speed dating a designer. And I love the name. We're going to have 20 minutes for $20, and you can sit with a designer, and you can bring plans, and you can buy more than one 20-minute increment. But the other side of it is when you want to work with a designer, it's good to have the right fit. And that's true of a number of relationships you have professionally. You want to make sure they understand your vision and you're comfortable asking questions. So it'd be a way to come and really interview a number of designers that are really prominent in the islands right now. And instead of paying for full consultations or trying to schedule them to come to your house, you can come to us and meet 6, 7, 8 designers for a few minutes. Okay. And
Kind of like try the dress on, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This was really interesting.
Oh, good.
Very enlightening.
Thank you.
Nancy Scherner has been talking to us about an upcoming event this weekend. It takes place at Naulama Kukui, formerly known as the Gentry Pacific Design Center. For links, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org. Later today.